Scott, let's go to that 3 hours with Matt Hodgson's hearing. What was your thoughts on both the penalty and the way it's all played out since the moment itself?
Well, I haven't given it much thought since the moment, to be honest. It's just kind of like injuries. There's something I don't worry about because it's something I can't control. Just wanted to focus on doing our best to get ready for this game tomorrow with the guys that we have. And Haji did a good job with that as well in practice. And no one really talked about it a whole lot, to be honest with you. As far as the process goes, pretty glad I didn't have to sit in on that. It sounded like it was a long, lengthy ordeal. I enjoyed the term tribunal. Sounds like Game of Thrones.
To lose him for the week, obviously, I'd imagine you would have been planning on not having him for this week anyway. Was one a good result as far as you were concerned?
I think it's probably the best case scenario. We weren't planning on having him this week. I think it was safe to assume that much would be true. So we had him on the scout team a little bit and got some other guys, some reps that maybe they wouldn't normally get in practice. But I was happy to land and hear that it was only going to be one game for now. So that's good.
And how do you go about replacing him in these scenarios? Obviously, Majuk hasn't had a lot of court time recently. Does that change now with how you would approach his game?
Yeah, I mean, we played, I believe, 5 games without Haji. So it's not like we're in uncharted waters here. So Juk's going to have to play a little bit more than what he has been playing recently, which I'm sure he won't mind. So hopefully he'll bring some good energy and play as well as he did in that first stretch of the season. And then, you know, we'll have some other guys pick up the slack. But I think Haji's probably averaging 16, 18 minutes a game. So it's not a great deal of minutes to divide up, but it is an impact for sure.
And Michael Frazier, where's his body at?
I'm not sure what room he's in, but it's in the hotel right now. He practiced full both days this week that we had like team training, so he's ready to go.
Paddy Sweeney here, Scott from Channel 9. Just a quick one on Matt Hodgson. What have you said to him, obviously, straight after the game against Sydney over the weekend? And what do you sort of say to him going forward? Obviously, he's got those 2 games suspended and hanging over his head, I guess, going forward.
We didn't speak a whole lot. I mean, everyone here is professional and have been around the game for a long time. It's not like this stuff doesn't happen from time to time. Obviously, it's not ideal. We could have probably used Haji in the game, and I'm sure he felt really bad about letting the team down in that regard. So we spoke about it briefly and then just moved on. I believe that the team spoke about it briefly as well without the staff there. But again, like it's not something that's new or hasn't happened before. Hopefully it'll be the last time we have to deal with something like this this season. But it's a long grind. And I think everyone's probably at a little bit more fragile mental state than normal. So we got to make sure we lock in on the important things moving forward and not let something like this prevent us from getting a win.
The Wildcats is obviously a hugely respected club, and they've built, you know, respect and trust is at the cornerstone, I guess, of the team, the core values as well. I mean, how much does it eat away into Matt's, or as the players, the coaches, I guess the staff as a whole, has it eaten away into that just a fraction? Does he have to regain, I guess, the trust and show his actions again?
I don't know. It's probably a question better for the players. I'm not going to worry about it. He did his crime. He's going to serve his time, and we'll be happy to have him back after this first game. So I think I'll probably leave that to the players to answer. It's not bothering me any. Everyone has a bad day, and everyone loses their temper from time to time. And sure, it wasn't ideal, and I'm not condoning anything that he did, but I'm also not going to let it bother me or distract us from what we're trying to do tomorrow.
How do you stop Joe Chi? Obviously, the monster there, and he scores, he can get the rebounds as well. How do you go about stopping him now with, obviously, Matt not being there?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a little tougher now that our biggest guy is out. But, you know, we had some good success in the first few games being a smaller lineup. I guess we shift from how we're going to stop him to hopefully how is he going to stop us. If we can space the floor and make him play in a perimeter a little bit, that'll make his job a little tougher. So I'm sure we'll have a few stints of the game where we try and do that. He definitely is one of the better rim protectors in the league, if not the best. So getting layups is going to be difficult if we can't draw him away from the paint.
And in terms of Michael Frazier, you said he's ready to go. I mean, is that in terms of he can play maximum minutes, or is there a restriction on him? What's the latest there in terms of, I guess, that?
As far as I know, he can play whatever we want to play him. I think he, you know, he wasn't able to play in the last game, obviously, but it wasn't a serious injury, thankfully. And he didn't miss enough time to where it would affect his conditioning. So Mike's a pretty hard worker. He had four good days this week, both with the team and some individual workouts. So I'm pretty sure he's available for whatever we need him to play.
Scott, I suspect the opponents tomorrow, this is the ultimate test, isn't it? I mean, it's sort of been a little bit of a roller coaster ride for you in the last couple of games, but this is a team that will certainly be there when the whips are cracking at the end of the season.
Yeah, I think this is probably the deepest team that we've played so far. You know, obviously the other teams have a lot of talent and there's no free wins, like I keep saying. Tomorrow's no different. But as far as the depth of their roster, the amount of outside shooting that they have, it's going to make it real difficult. There's not really anybody we can just leave and help off of a little bit extra on their studs. So we're going to have to play, you know, honest defense and fly around and use our energy to try and contest all their threes and make it as difficult as possible for them to get open looks. So there's no nights off, but tomorrow's going to be real tough with the depth that they have. Even I think they announced they have a couple guys that come off the bench that aren't playing tomorrow, but there's just another shooter behind them to replace. So we're going to have a work cut out for us for sure.
Have you solved the issue of slow starts at this stage? You're getting them there a little bit earlier or later, or is there any sort of way of you fixing that?
We're going to tweak a couple things in the warm-up. It's one of those deals where there's not a whole lot you can do, I don't think, but we are gonna look at some things and maybe change up our warm-up a little bit, make it a little bit more mental focused, get the guys thinking about some of the defensive things that we have to do to be successful in the game, and you know, see if that will help us be locked in to start. But at the end of the day, it's just a matter of bringing energy and you know, getting yourself ready to go for the first minute like we do for the last, you know, whatever, 30, 34, 35 minutes.
So can I ask, and maybe it's a silly question, but is that less layups in the warm-up and more sort of, you know, running through your defense or your offense? What are you expecting to do there?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly what we're going to try. I mean, I'm not, it's not really any kind of rocket science. Something I've seen teams do in the past. Usually I try to lean towards just letting the guys kind of warm up however they want, whatever makes them feel comfortable. But maybe, you know, a couple minutes of some defensive stuff in that warm-up just to jog their mind a little bit. I don't expect we're going to turn into 12 Dennis Rodmans by doing an extra 3 minutes of defense before the game. But like you alluded to, maybe it'll get the guys in a mindset of you know, remembering what our game plan is and not taking a punch in the mouth to get going. I mean, that tongue-in-cheek, it was no pun intended there.
None taken.
Phoenix haven't lost a game at home this season, so it's a bit of a fortress for them, Scott.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I've been saying, there's not really any home or road games for us. It's just games. Unfortunately, they're all on the road, so it gives the other team an advantage, but it doesn't really have anything new for us. This is just a travel day versus a practice day, different hotel room. So hopefully the guys are motivated to have a better showing than we did last week. And we're going to have to win games on the road if we're going to be where we want to be come April and May.
Have you guys, there's been a bit of discussion with the Glory and the AFLW teams about getting home this month. Have you heard anything from your end about discussions with WA Police and getting back into Perth?
Yeah, I mean, we've heard some rumors and different things. There's obviously guys in our travel group that have connections with other teams. So there's been some rumors and talks of discussions. But if there's one thing I've learned in my short time involved with WA and traveling, it's to not really get ahead of yourself, and that things can change at any point in time. So it's been difficult, but really trying to just kind of stay in the moment here and try to keep the guys in the moment. But I think being humans, which is what most of us are, it would be nice to have some sort of news, positive, negative, neutral, whatever it is, just to get a little bit more closure and not be wondering where we're going to be in a week's time or 2 weeks' time or whatever.
I've just got one on the travel side of things as well. The NBL released a new set of fixtures today. Obviously, they're changing them all the time, but it includes you guys having games all the way up until February 28 interstate. So does that sort of date rattle people when they go all the way up to there, or do you look at it and go, well, that can be changed if the border opens?
Well, it seems like anything can be changed, because we thought we were playing Southeast again next week, and the date and opponent was changed for whatever reason, I don't know. So everything seems pretty fluid. I think it was a little bit disappointing to see that schedule, because we had heard the rumors of maybe something was going to be worked out, or maybe we'd be able to play a home game at some point in time, and getting that schedule maybe confused some of the guys as to what is really going on. This is why I said it's tough to get your hopes up for something and really try not to get ahead of myself, because I don't want to be disappointed or to disappoint the others any more than they already are. So, just try and focus on the game, and it's cliche, but it's really our only option.